WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's been raining in Australia, and that's good news. But wildfires continue to rage across the country despite the recent rains. At least 28 people have died in those wildfires. Another estimated 1 billion animals have been killed. 1,300 homes have been destroyed. And the tragedy is having an impact here as well as abroad. I spoke earlier with Andy Cutting. He's a firefighter with the Skokie Fire Department. Andy grew up outside of Melbourne, Australia, and he fought the devastating Ash Wednesday fires in Australia in 1983. He told me that these fires, though, are different.
The big fires that I fought back in the 80s would last 3, 4, 5 weeks. These fires have been going since September, and a lot of these fires have basically amalgamated and become just monster fires. The biggest fires right now is in the southeastern portion of Australia, around the New South Wales-Victorian border, and it's literally millions and millions of acres. And knowing that area before the fires, it's beautiful, pristine bushland that's just going to be completely decimated.
Andy, these fires seem like they're the worst fires that we've seen in Australia in many years. Why are they as bad as they are right now?
Basically, it's been a very dry winter leading up to this, and the year before was a very dry winter. And then you get the hot north winds coming in off the desert, and it's just between that and the dry storms with the lightning strikes, it's just a recipe for disaster.
For those of us that are watching from afar, what is something that we might not really understand about what's happening right now there?
These fires are burning very hot, and it's completely wiping out the vegetation. It's not just like the grass on the bottom and a few leaves up in the trees. The actual soil burns, so it becomes like talcum powder. And it's very hard to get regeneration from that. It will eventually regenerate, but it's going to take a long time. The environmental impact of these fires are going to be for a long, long, long time.
We've been hearing, too, that there's rain, finally, and more rain possible in the forecast. That seems like that would be good news, but it may be a double-edged sword.
Right. That's exactly right. It could be a double-edged sword. The cooler temperatures and the rain definitely help with the firefighting, but when it rains too much, then you start getting erosion, and it becomes very, very dangerous for the fire crews.
Andy, tell us a little bit about what it's been like for you to watch these fires being battled in Australia.
It's devastating. Having the experience of seeing it firsthand for myself and the devastation that lasts for days, weeks, months for these poor people to rebuild their livelihoods and to rebuild their neighbourhoods. It's hard to be able to sit back in my nice warm, you know, Chicago house and just see all this stuff on the news. As much as I want to, I really want to get on a plane and go over there and put my old uniform back on and help. It's very emotional. All of my family's still back in Australia, and a few of them are not too far from where these fires are. So I keep in contact with them and make sure they're okay.
And we understand there's a fundraiser happening as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Correct. We're doing a fundraiser to get funds to go to a charity in Australia called Blaze Aid. It is on Thursday, February 13th from 6 till 11pm, and it's at the Bennett Day School, which is 955 West Grand Avenue. It's going to be a really fun night.
And you've actually mentioned that visiting Australia at some point
right.
would be a big help.
Right. Once the smoke settles a little bit, go over there, spend some money. I mean, even though these fires are big and unprecedented in size, they're not affecting basically a lot of the tourism spots. So people are worried, oh, we can't go to Australia because it's all on fire. Well, that's not really true.
That's Skokie firefighter and Australian native Andy Cutting. You're listening to WBEZ.